Chapter 1. The farmhouse kitchen was warm and fragrant from the morning's baking. Lena shelled peas with Scott beside her, his presence making her feel safe and grounded. The vegetables would be preserved for the winter. She watched as Mello and Tick cleaned the dishes. This was her dream all that time ago when she walked out of the city. This peaceful scene. It had been 6 months. Scott was still not completely back to normal, and without antibiotics, it would be a long time before he was. But Lena no longer worried infections would take him. Now his weakness and determination to ignore it was causing concern. Too much too soon would set him back. Brian had not yet succeeded in finding a place within the community. Lena didn't see any value coming from him. He wandered off when work was needed and claimed to be thinking about the future when she asked him. He wasn't satisfied and took very few pains to hide the feeling. Lena suspected the others were as tired of his constant nitpicking as she was, but it had also been 6 months without anyone attacking. The alliance hadn't been tested beyond a bit of skill transferring, the promise of help in an emergency still just that. And it could stay that way forever. She wondered if this was the new reality. If it was, she'd consider every hardship they'd endured to get here worthwhile. The only blip in the peace was the current encampment of city refugees. The unwelcome visitors would be leaving soon no matter what they planned. The farm was too small to support so many unskilled people. Perhaps Brian would leave with them. His talents proved more useful in larger groups.
I heard a rumor from the camp, Scott said.
You've been hanging out with them? Be careful. I'm not sure they know how to keep their camp clean enough. We can't be sure there's no illness lurking.
Lena wanted to keep Scott isolated so he wouldn't contract yet another infection. Her logical mind knew it was useless, but death was too easy now, and she didn't know how she'd continue without Scott. The only thing she knew for certain was that she wouldn't return to Brian. Her marriage was dead and buried long ago.
They're fine. He took the colander of peas to the sink. A few more come every day. We can't let them camp much longer.
Unless you think we can use the labor in the fields.
I'm more worried they'll harvest the crops than leave us with nothing, Lena said. What rumor?
A preacher. He's telling everyone we need to repent so God will not send another plague.
And people believe him?
She wasn't entirely surprised. The plagues happened because people believed nonsense about vaccinations and stopped getting their kids vaccinated. It got so bad, herd immunity was gone, and enough people died that civilization collapsed.
There are a lot of people who don't have what we do, Scott said.
They're scared. And he's charismatic. People will believe anything if someone is promising safety.
Should we keep the refugees around so we can field an army?
Lena laughed, but Scott looked serious.
Maybe we should reach out to our allies, find out what they know?
Tick looked at Lena from where he was drying dishes.
Isn't that a bit alarmist? There's no problem here. Well, apart from the camp.
He has a point. Better too early than too late, she said. But let's deal with the refugees first. I need to find Brian. He knows how to talk to them.
Mello wiped her hands and cocked her head toward the back door.
He went out an hour ago. He does that a lot. Goes for a walk when there's work to do.
Maybe we can persuade him to go for a walk with the refugees, Lena said.
It's more his thing anyway. They are looking for a place to start another town, a big one. He'll have a role in managing the whole enterprise.
Are you trying your argument out on us? Tick asked. We would support you telling him to go even without a plan.
If I thought that would work, I'd do it, Lena said. Leaving him in the city when we escaped wasn't enough of a hint our marriage was over. He's ignoring anything that doesn't fit in his worldview, including anything that separates us.
Well, anything except our bedroom door, Scott said.
I wouldn't count on that lasting, Mello said. I see him pacing in the hall at night, like he's building the courage to burst in and demand his marriage bed.
Lena stifled her laugh. It wasn't fair to do this behind Brian's back. She'd find the time to tell him again there's no future for them as a couple. Maybe he'll listen this time. Let's hope he gets over it, she said. Is everyone out in the fields?
The kids are cleaning out the cellar, Grot said. We'll need more room for food storage this year, even with the share going to the Alliance. Keith is hunting. Deb is in the camp offering nursing. She said no illness, but there are lots of minor injuries, and there are a few people who exist in a daze. They need counseling, and she's not the right person for that.
I wonder what skills they brought. Even if they find a town to inhabit, they'll need workers and teachers and doctors, Mello said.
It sounds like they're healthy enough to head out. How they build their future isn't our problem. Lena stood and dumped the pea pods into the stock pot.